Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Cornell University professor Dr. Harry Kaiser. We're talking about return on investment for the beef checkoff in just a moment.
It's big event sale time at Express Ranches in Yukon. Please join us at our 29th annual big event Angus production sale Friday, August 16th and Saturday, August 17th. Friday's sale begins at 1 p.m. and will feature over 250 fall calving cows and two-year-olds, many with calves at their side by sale day. Saturday the 17th, the big event sale begins at 11 a.m., auctioning off over 300 head of elite Angus, including donor females, spring pairs, bred heifers, open heifers, and more. Among these will be 50 spring-born show prospects that support the Express Ranches Scholarship Program, which has already awarded over $4 million in scholarship money to students throughout the U.S. and Canada. Express Ranches is the largest seed stock producer in the country and has just been named Angus Breeder of the Year for the 9th year in a row. Come see for yourself August 16th and 17th. For more information on the big event sale, including times, directions, and complete sales catalog, visit expressranches.com.
We're talking today with Dr. Harry Kaiser from Cornell University. Dr. Kaiser, you have for the second time done an assessment on the value of beef checkoff dollars when it comes to what they can actually generate back to cattle producers. Maybe walk us through a little bit of the premise of how a return on investment study is actually done.
Okay, well, what we do is we use what economists refer to as econometric methods. And all that is it's a fancy term for pretty basic statistical methods along with data. And so I gathered a bunch of data with the help of the CBB and estimated basically demand and supply models. And the demand models were for the domestic market and for the foreign market. So there are two separate models. On the domestic side, we looked at and disaggregated the activities that the CBB does that are demand enhancing activities into nine. I won't go through all those with you, but they range from generic advertising to public relations and that sort of thing. And the foreign market model we looked at, their export promotion programs. Like last time, we found that all 10 of those activities were statistically significantly positive in terms of their impact on beef demand. And so that's really good news for the beef industry.
5 years ago, the industry was very excited with that final number, the aggregate number, $11.20. What's the number here in 2019?
We're going up. It's the beef industry has something to be happy about. It's $11.91.
Dr. Harry Kaiser at the Summer Business Meeting of the Cattle Industry talking about the return on investment for the dollar head beef checkoff, which, by the way, Dr. Kaiser says is a really good return compared to some of the other checkoffs and market orders that he has studied.
A natural question that I always get from the checkoff programs that I'm evaluating is, well, that sounds good, but how does this compare to other commodities that you've done work at? So this is about double, actually. The median estimate that I like to quote for these rates of return or these benefit-cost ratios is about $6. So every dollar in, you get $6 back. This is double that. So the beef industry has a lot to be proud of.
For the producers, as they take a look at these numbers, what does that really mean back in the country to a cattle producer, you think?
That's a really good question. These numbers, when I say for every dollar in, the industry gets $12 back, what that basically means is if you're a farmer and you've invested, let's say, $2,500, $5,000, whatever it is, in this program, you can pretty much multiply that times 11.91 and assume that that's kind of what you're getting back from the program. So it is. Even though I do this at the industry level, it does translate back to the farm level.
End of the day, though, dollar in, about $12 back.
They're doing pretty good, and it's going up. So it's going in the right direction. And not only is it going up, they're doing it with less money. You know, I have data going back to 2006. Mm-hmm. 2006, the nominal budget was much higher than it is now because beef production is lower than it was in 2006. If you add inflation in, the real dollars that the CBB has at their disposal now compared to 2006 is far less. So they're doing a very, very good job with in the face of shrinking budgets for them. So that needs to be said as well.
Dr. Harry Kaiser conducting that return on investment study for the dollar head beef checkoff. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Smith's Gold is an OSU product developed out of the legendary Gallagher variety that's sure to pin down many challenges that wheat farmers face. First, Smith's Gold offers better canopy hygiene, a later pull-off, and even better baking quality, as affirmed by the Wheat Quality Council. Smith's Gold also provides Hessian fly and green bug resistance and has improved resistance to stripe rust throughout the growing season. It also provides desirable flavor in whole wheat products. Smith's Gold is another in OSU's Graze and Grain and Golden Grain wheat varieties. Log on to okgenetics.com to learn more.
And that's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day, everybody. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.